Welcome to Around the Table with Antunes, where we spark innovation and drive your success in the food service industry.
One thing that drives me crazy, when I go to a restaurant and order a soda and the fountain drink doesn't taste right, it honestly can turn me right off the whole meal. In food service operations, the water used in cooking to the beverages served is everything. Maintaining a high quality and consistency of the water going into those processes is paramount to ensure it is fresh, it's clean, and it's tasty day in and day out. Welcome to Around the Table with Antunes. I'm your host, James Kent. And today my guest is Melissa Nikopoulos, GM of Water for Antunes. And she's here to talk more about ultrafiltration systems for the food service industry. Melissa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Melissa, you've been involved in water treatment for 15 years. Do you think proper water treatment and filtration gets overlooked in the food service industry?
I do. At some establishments, I think that it could be overlooked. But I can say most food service providers, they would all agree that reliable filtered water is very critical to their operations. If you look at the data from EPA's WaterSense, they state that greater than 50% of the restaurant's water usage is associated with the equipment and the processes that take place in the kitchen. Water is an ingredient to food, beverages, and appliances. Any improper filtered water would affect the taste. It would have wear and tear on the equipment, and it would affect the overall customer experience. So I believe they would all agree that it is critical, and it's very important that they do have the proper water filtration system in the restaurant.
So you just mentioned that, you know, most food services have a filtration system in place. So even if they do they maintain it properly? You know, do they replace the filter cartridges regularly? And if not, why not?
That's a good question. I mean, most food service establishments do maintain their filtration system, but it depends on what type of program they're on. So most of the filtration systems in restaurants, they're in the back of the house, so they're out of sight. So a lot of operators don't recognize that the filters have to be changed unless there's a problem with pressure or there's a problem with flow. Either the equipment is being starved for water or the water just doesn't taste right. If they're on a automatic service plan where a service provider comes out and changes the cartridges for them, then that seems to work really well. Now, if they get the filter shipped to the store and they rely on employees to change them automatically, they just have to have a tight operation where they're checking if the filters have been changed. Otherwise, the only other indication that it needs serviced is if there's a starvation of the flow, pressure drop, or just doesn't taste right.
Systems today, do they have triggers in place that lets them know, hey, like for instance, my refrigerator, I have a water filtration system built into the fridge, and it lets me know, hey, you need to replace the cartridge. Today's systems, do they do that?
Some systems have an indicator where they have a light color change, and other systems have just a date that's written onto the cartridge, and then you write the next date that it has to be replaced. The only other indication is if you don't have any water flow.
Well, right. Then you're like, oh, I got a problem. Okay, well, let's talk about Antunes' VZN ultrafiltration system. How does this solve a food service provider's issues with maintenance and cartridge replacement?
Well, the VZN ultrafiltration system, it's a self-cleaning technology. So what that means is that it's a base filtration system that cleans the water, takes out the particulate matter, prior to it going into a carbon filter, which extends the life of the carbon filter as well. And then it provides a high pressure, high flow rate water to the equipment and the beverage stations. Periodically, it cleans itself by using water and flushing the membrane to get the particulate matter down to the drain. The fact that it's able to clean extends the life of the cartridge, so they don't have to change it out consistently. Other base filtration systems, they are absorptive cartridges where once it reaches its capacity, they have to be removed and then replaced with a new cartridge that has full capacity. They're not able to clean themselves.
Let's put it this way. I have a pool, and in the summer, if my filters could clean themselves, That would be amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's actually a huge deal. So what would you say some of the lifespan difference is when you don't have to clean the filters because it's cleaning itself versus, you know, how often you'd have to replace a cartridge prior to something like that?
The main filter, the Ultra filter, can last up to 10 years.
Wow.
Conservatively, it's changed out once every 5 years. Now, the carbon filter is changed out on an annual basis. If we weren't protecting the carbon filter with the Ultra filter, then it would have to be changed out more often. The smaller replacement cartridges, they're changed out twice a year and sometimes quarterly. So there's 6 to 8 times more changes as compared to our system on an annual basis.
Now, for the maintenance of your system, are customers typically on a service plan for that, or is this something that they will do themselves?
They can either do it themselves or they can have a service provider do it. They don't have to maintain the Ultra filter because it maintains itself.
Right.
So the carbon filter, that's the only item that needs to be changed on an annual basis. It's a very simple change out, or they can have a service provider that also maintains their beverage equipment that comes and change out the carbon filter. Now, if they need help with a service provider, we can always help them find one in their area that can service for them.
That's great. Now, I'm sure you do, but I would love to hear any success stories you might have that you could share with me as it relates to, you know, somebody switching over to the ultrafiltration system.
There's an owner in Miami at a Burger King store. It's the Burger King store number 17. His name is Juan Cruz, and he gave a good testimonial. It's even on YouTube that he was changing out his cartridges every 3 months because they were clogging and he was having pressure loss. So he'd have to shut down and he wasn't able to service beverages. He went through 2 different suppliers to try to find a solution. And then he had met us at a show and we showed him the ultrafiltration technology. And he tried it. He said, what do I have to lose? And it made a tremendous impact on his business because he was spending less every year on cartridges and maintenance, and he had better tasting quality beverages. He liked that he could just install it and forget about it, and that he never had to worry about those issues that he was seeing on a continuous basis.
No matter what restaurant, food service place, the customers that come to these places, sure, there are people that may come in only once in a while. You may have brand new customers, but you'll have regulars. And those people know what the beverages taste like, and they will notice an improvement. But they'll also notice if the beverage isn't good. I mean, if I like a restaurant that I go to, but I don't like the way the beverages taste, I end up not ordering a beverage. And, you know, that's usually a high margin item for a restaurant where, you know, it doesn't cost them a lot to get the beverage, but they can charge, you know, a few dollars. And so you lose that type of revenue. It can be really costly. So to me, it just seems to make sense that you want to have your water be the best that it can be.
Yeah, you know, this rings true too for convenience stores. A big profit gain for them is beverages. So when they have someone come in and they try the beverage and it's consistent every single time, they're going to keep going to that store. We actually had a convenience store that hooked up the VZN Ultra filter, and we put a sign next to the fountain that stated, try our new filtered water. And they significantly noticed that their sales went up on beverages. And then they rolled out the VZN Ultra filter to the rest of their convenience stores across the nation. So it truly showed them the impact that clean filtered water can have on the bottom line.
Absolutely. Besides, you know, low maintenance, easy cartridge replacement, why should someone consider either replacing their existing system now or making a move to an ultra filtration system, you know, even just to starters? You know, what are some of the other benefits?
It's really the sustainable choice. When you care about sustainability, this is the system for you because you're not filling a landfill with cartridges. Not only is it easier maintenance for you and a return of investment, but there's just a lot of benefit to gain from not having to put continuous waste into a landfill. So it's definitely a sustainable choice.
I would have to say that I don't know how much cartridges cost, but if you're not replacing them all the time, there's one less expense, right?
That's correct.
Is there anything else people should know about the VZN ultrafiltration system?
Yeah, the VZN ultrafiltration system, I know we talked about the sustainability of the system, but because it is easy to use and low on maintenance, it's been the base filtration system for a charity organization called Splash. And Splash is servicing orphanages in China, as well as public schools and hospitals. And they've used our VZN filtration system to provide clean drinking water to all these institutions. So it speaks volumes for the fact that it is so sustainable, and it's providing clean drinking water to children all over the world. I mean, just today, Splash has serviced over 500,000 children. So it's a great system. We believe in it. And we also believe in the charity that Splash has, that you can find out information about them at splash.org.
Well, you know, I think that you just brought up something very important. You know, we started off with, there's been a lot of conversation today here about food service. And I think what sometimes pops into mind is restaurants and places that, you know, you think of that serve food. But think about all of the other places where water comes into play from a service standpoint. And I'm thinking about hospitals, right? I mean, hospitals all have cafeterias. They all have food service. Having clean, fresh water in a hospital situation is something that's important. When you're thinking about large volumes of people, I can only imagine what a sports stadium, let's say, that's got to be a very complex operation, and all of the beverages being served there, how often that they might have to go through a cartridge. So a system like this could really be beneficial.
I agree. I mean, it's lower maintenance. You don't have to worry about pressure loss or flow loss, and you can always provide clean, crisp, clear beverages.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know, I guess maybe why I'm fascinated by this is if I look back into my youth, I worked at a multiplex movie theater years ago. And one of those sort of behind the curtains moments for me was when I got introduced to the soda room, because when all I was familiar with is being a consumer and watching them, you know, pour the beverage, not really thinking about, well, where does that all happen? Where does it come from? Where, you know, and there's the back room. It's very complex with all the soda lines and the CO2 and then the water. And it's a whole combination of things that actually makes that work. And our job is that when, you know, soda ran out, you had to go and change the soda syrup mix. But the things that you talked about earlier, where lines getting clogged, cartridges having to be replaced, and it was a whole world that I didn't really think of, because that's the whole point, is these are seamless things that you don't want a customer having to think about. You don't want them to be thinking, why does my water taste like something other than water?
And you don't want customers screaming on the other end if they're not able to get the beverages that they so desire. So it's the last thing that an owner-operator or a food service provider really wants to worry about, is having to that downtime or consistent, continuous maintenance required just to get clean water to the consumer.
Now, if someone is interested in learning more about the VZN Ultra Filtration System, where should they go?
They can visit our website at antunis.com, or they can also reach out to us direct at water@antunis.com.
That's great. Melissa, it was great talking with you today.
Wonderful talking to you as well.
I've been speaking with Melissa Nikopoulos, GM of Water for Antunis. And thank you for listening to Around the Table, an Antunis podcast. If you like what you heard and want to check out more episodes, make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast content. Please be sure to leave a rating and a comment after listening. I'm your host, James Kent. We'll talk again soon.